Coat First Nation, it started with a phone call. Now some precious artifacts are back on our homeland, the Coat First Nation. Stone tools potentially dating back thousands of years went on an amazing journey to find their way back to where they came from. Elizabeth Renz, born Soloninko, grew up picking stones on a farm located in the RM of Coat near Togo in the early 1950s. Her family discovered some distinct stones while picking rocks, which in her opinion were special. Fast forward 70-plus years, she decided to return them to the original people in whose ancestors once utilized these tools to maintain their way of life. According to Renz, she kept these stones safe and took them with her across Western Canada, knowing the value and significance of what she had. Finally deciding to reach out to Coat First Nation, she began the process of giving back to our community a piece of history. A small group consisting of elders, leadership, band members, and children met in Shelbrook on July 2, 2024 to meet with Renz and accept the artifacts. In the tradition of First Nations people, we gifted Renz with a star blanket, generously given by Loretta Friday, and tobacco upon receiving the stones. Emotions were shown and tears were shed as the realization of how beautiful and momentous of an occasion we were all taking part in became evident. Recently hired as the cultural coordinator of Coat First Nation, I am of the opinion that things happen for a reason. Imagining one of our ancestors made and cherished these items brings warmth to the heart. This undertaking and the history and teaching potential created for our children and grandchildren is welcome and needed. Just knowing we were always here and how we lived solidifies my belief in our way of life. Miigwech. The artifacts are a stone hammer and two scrapers.